the tyranny of time. We shared something so divine. Days and years could never really measure.
To 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Passenger Seat. And that was Our Love by OK Cowgirl, and next up we have Debbie Darling by Dora Jar.
Look what I found in the basement, way below ground. My bad attitude suffocating in a bubble wrap suit. Oh,
thank you.
on the doorstep in a cigarette cloud. Well, I didn't think I'd get to see ya. Won't you come in for a drink? 'Cause we've got catching.
Dora Jar with Debbie Darling. I'm really wondering if that's her actual name, but I feel like it's just a play on words to say like Dora Jar. I don't know. I'm actually not very sure. But hi everyone, welcome to Passenger Seat. I am very sad to say this is my last show of the semester before I head home to sunny Los Angeles and back in the station one last time, and we'll be back next semester in January at a different time, so definitely stay tuned for that. But very happy to be back. It is a nice little winter day today. There was a little bit of snow this morning, which was exciting, but of course it didn't last, and I'm convinced that I will never experience a real snow day where classes get canceled and it's all like a winter wonderland and covered in beautiful white powder. But alas, here we are. It was very some rain, but you know, it's still winter, and I am very excited to get a little taste of like the winter months and the holiday times while in Medford, because I think it's really cute to be in the cold weather and listen to like holiday music, which we will definitely get to later in the show today. We're going to start off with some 2024 releases, which I always like to play. It's just newer stuff, and then we'll get into some classic or not so classic holiday songs, talk a little bit about Spotify Wrapped, everybody's favorite time of the year. For those who don't know, Spotify Wrapped is a little recap that the streaming service Spotify can give you of all of your most played songs of the year. So very excited to get into that. It's always fun to see what my friends are listening to or what other people are listening to, and getting those statistics about what is the most popular songs of the year for you, for others. And they always say like funny things about like the types of genres that you listen to. So we will definitely be getting into that later on in the show today. But if you have any requests for me to play, feel free to call 855-915-9636 and I would be happy to play some of your requests. So let's get into some more newer releases. We are going to go into a song called Sleeping In by the Illuminati Hotties. Enjoy.
love is coexistence. You forget that you just live in side by side. La 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 la.
That's not how it happens to me.
And that was The Opener by Wallace. And before that, we had Sleeping In by Illuminati Hotties. These are all just some nice new releases, like just kind of fun indie music, you know, the usual that I play on the show. Also, I hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving break. I definitely did and enjoyed time with family, and being in Connecticut was very nice and very restful, which is lovely. I met my cousin's hamster, which was very exciting because I, as somebody who did not grow up with pets, it was very cute to see something other than a dog or a cat. So I loved the hamster. It was, it, if you picture just a stereotypical orange hamster, that's what you, like, that's what my cousin's hamster looks like. It was so perfect and adorable, and her name is Honey. So just thought I should share that fun little tidbit from break. And on that note, getting into, like, I feel like I, for my last show of the semester, I kind of just wanted to play just some usual passenger seat kind of songs, start off with those. And then now we'll get into my Spotify Wrapped, because I feel like it's interesting. The stuff that I listen to regularly isn't always what I play on the radio, because I want to play like cool new music that I found and share it with you all, rather than just my usual rotation of Claro and T-Swift and Sabrina Carpenter and whatnot, even though those always get sprinkled in there for sure. So I'm going to start with my top song of the year, which I love so much and I will talk about after we play it. So tune in. Let's see. You probably, if you've listened to the radio, any radio station at all in the past year, I'm going to guess that you've heard this song, like on pop radio, I would say. So this is a favorite of mine. I'm going to talk about this album and my experience with it. So, and stay tuned. This is my top song of the year.
I want you to stay. Save me.
very exciting. And I definitely feel like that is accurate to me. I do love that song so, so much. It is my favorite off of Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie's new album of the year. So good. It's just the sweetest song ever. And my relationship with this song is so interesting because I remember I first heard it in the teaser trailer for the television show Heartstopper, the season, like season 3 teaser trailer. And I was like, what is this song? Like, Billie's new album's going to be so amazing. And I love the Heartstopper soundtrack as well. So that, like, definitely ingrained my, like, love for the song right off of the bat. I was like, if Heartstopper included it in the trailer, then I know it's going to be a good song. And then I went to, Billie actually had this, like, album release, like, free listening party in LA, and I was able to go, which was amazing. And I, like, at the listening party, like, the artist just kind of plays the album and they're, like, running around on stage. It's cute. And she brought, like, her dog, and her brother Phineas was there as well. And it was just a great experience. And again, I heard the full version of Birds of a Feather, and I was like, this is a perfect song. It's, and I still stand by the fact that I think it's, like, a nearly perfect pop, like, modern pop song. And I'm intrigued to see how Hit Me Hard and Soft does at the Grammys, seeing as it is heavily nominated and Billie is a Grammy favorite. And I'm just always intrigued to see how the Grammys go, because there's always a lot of unexpectedness. There was the controversy of Harry Styles' Harry's House beating out Beyoncé's Renaissance. Could do a whole other talk about how ridiculous that is, coming from a person who enjoys Harry Styles' music. I wouldn't say should be winning Grammy Album of the Year. So we shall see how the everything pans out for Billie. And I am rooting for her, but I also think there are a lot of other very great albums nominated, because this year was definitely a big year for music. I feel like there was just constantly new stuff coming out from some of the biggest artists. So we shall see for sure. So next song I'm going to play, this was my second most listened to artist of the year. I've talked about her extensively on the show because I feel like I really got into her album that she released this past summer. However, I am playing a song from her sophomore album instead. So this is Harbor by Clairo.
Now, and I kept my faith for long enough, and I hope I'm old and fairly sober if I'm let down. Maybe you keep me around for the constant affirmations while I scrounge for understanding and follow. I'll let you in, and I'll let you tie the ribbon to my hair, just so that we could come back to this if we really cared. The morning gates stay open if you had a thought that I'd be there. Oh, I'd be there. Close while you hold me.
That was Harbor by Claro. I love that song, and I love her work on Sling. I think it is so timeless to me personally, and it's just wonderful. So we're going to get into my top artists of the year. If you know me well, and if you know that I have music tastes like the majority of like teenage girls, I think you could guess who my top artist was of the year. It was, in fact, Miss Taylor Swift. Although I did not listen to Tortured Poets Department very much this year, I guess I still somehow streamed enough of her music to have her be my top artist, which is pretty accurate. You know, I love her, and I love her. I love Folklore and Evermore and Midnights and all of her earlier work. So I do feel like it was accurate. But it's just funny because none of her songs were in my top five songs of the year. So as you could tell, I listened to just like a lot of her discography rather than a few of her like specific songs over and over again. So I'm going to play some Taylor. I'm going to play a song of hers that I find to be kind of a holiday song in its own way. We can analyze it together afterwards. So this is a song off of Evermore. And this is my brother's favorite Taylor Swift song, actually. So shout out to him. This is "Tis the Damn Season."
To know who you were hanging with while I was gone, I would have asked you. It's the kind of cold fogs up windshield glass, but I felt it when I passed you. There's an ache in you, put there by the ache in me. But if it's all the same to you, it's the same to me. So we could call it even, you could call me babe for the weekend. It's a damn season right this time. I'm staying at my parents' house, and the road not taking looks real good now. And it always leads to you and my hometown. I parked my car right between the Methodist and the school that used to be ours. The holidays linger like bad perfume. You can run but only so far. I escaped it too. Remember how you watched me leave. But if it's okay with you, it's okay with me. We could call it even. You could call me babe for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season right this time. I'm staying at my parents' house, and the road not taking looks real good now. Time flies, messy as the mud on your truck tires. About me if I ever make it, and wonder about the only soul who can tell which smiles I'm faking, and the heart I know I'm breaking is my own. To leave the warmest bed
We could call it even. You could call me babe for the weekend. Tis the damn season, right this time. I'm staying at my parents' house. On the road, not taking looks real good now. Time flies, messy as the mud on your truck tires. Now I'm missing your smile. Hear me out. We could just ride around.
Swift with Tis the Damn Season. I just love that song. I think it's tells such a great story, and I'm sure it's relatable for many people of coming home for the holidays and returning back to the old fling that you like left behind. But then, you know, you're home for the holidays and you know it, tis the damn season, why not? So love that song. I think to me it is basically a holiday song in its own way, while less outwardly about any sort of Christmas celebration. So for those of you who don't know, WMFO is in fact a educational radio station. So that means it is time for our PSA of the day. So it's actually a new PSA that we just added. So very exciting. Every week, some of your peers at Tufts go to prisons in Massachusetts. They are working with incarcerated students through the PD Green program, helping those behind bars achieve their educational goals. Incarceration rates in the United States remain abnormally high compared to the rest of the world, with significant disparities subjecting Black and Latino men to disproportionate punishment, according to the NAACP. Education in prison is a crucial restorative practice to advance lives in a meaningful way and has been proven to improve outcomes of those involved. With the PD Green program, a national nonprofit organization, you can apply for a semester-long tutoring placement to give support to, share knowledge with, and learn from incarcerated students. To apply for a placement or to learn more, go to pdgreen.org, spelled PETEYGREENE.org, and click Become a Volunteer to get started. This has been a public service announcement from the PD Green program and your friends at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you to the PD Green program for sending in their awesome PSA and sharing about the amazing work that they do. So now it's time in the last 20 minutes of the show to get into just some more holiday music. I have one more like fake holiday song, but it mentions Christmas in it. It's a little bit sadder, but I do think it is still a beautiful song and a classic. So next up we have River by Joni Mitchell.
Cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly to help me, you know. He put me at ease and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
That was River by Joni Mitchell. Such a heartbreaking Christmas song, to be honest, but it's too beautiful and perfect to not share with you all. Next up, we're going to play a classic Christmas song covered by another one of my top artists of the year and personal favorite of mine, who I, you know, I, if you listen to Passenger Seat often, that I often mention. So this is Leve's newest Christmas cover that she has on her EP, A Very Leve Holiday. That's just a compilation of all of her different Christmas songs. And this is Leve's version of Santa Baby. Enjoy.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I'll be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa, honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's Baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I told Queen on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa
with Santa Baby. I think that is maybe one of the best versions of that song I have ever heard in my life. You just tell that she's having so much fun while she's singing it and just having a great time, and makes it so much more enjoyable to listen to. And I love the little vocals and like layered vocals that she added on to it there, and just a great arrangement of a classic Christmas song. So now I'm going to play my all-time favorite Christmas song that I couldn't not play for you all on the last show, and I guess the semi-holiday show of the semester. So this is the Jackson 5 with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Definitely a classic.
Wow! Mommy's kissing Santa Claus!
Santa Claus, and I'm gonna tell my dad.
Jackson 5 with I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That song is so unserious and silly, and I am just such a big fan of it, and it never fails to make me laugh and smile every time I hear it. And you can never, like, any song with a little Christmas song with a little jingle bell in the background will always be my favorite. So we are getting to the last few minutes of the show, which is making me sentimental because this is, again, my last show of the semester. So I I love doing radio so much. It's genuinely so much fun to be in the station and just get to play music. And I know we didn't have many guests on this semester, which is a bit of a bummer because most of my peers had class during this time, which makes so much sense. But I'm definitely hoping to have more people come on the show next semester, for if I'm on a weekend or maybe later in the day. So definitely some goals for next semester's show for sure. And as I always say, like, please, please, please feel free to send over any song suggestions. Again, and if you're listening to WMFO, you can always call in. The number is 855-915-9636 and send in suggestions to any DJ of a song you want to hear. And it's always fun when we get a call in and get to hear and get to play a song we know people listening want to hear. So that's awesome. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's tuned into Passenger Seat, whether this is your first time listening or if you're a recurring listener, usually my lovely family. So thank you to all of you for making this such a fun semester, filled with new music and trying some different stuff out. So yeah, I'm going to play maybe one or two more songs for y'all, depending on how much time we have left. Just sending y'all with a few more holiday songs. But I just wanted to say thank you, and it means so much when people listen and enjoy the music. So this song, I remember playing this one actually on my holiday show in my freshman fall. Maybe every year I do a holiday show, I will be sure to play this song, because I feel like it's just, again, a classic, a fun one. So this is Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses.
Time, saw them again, would have been
listening to 91.5 FM at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning into Passenger Seat today, and be sure to stay tuned for the next DJ to listen to some amazing new songs, and looking forward to playing some more music for you all in the new year.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly, in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. The world is a snowball, see how it grows, that's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball, just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.